Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Hello, America. Welcome back, and especially to our good friends around the world listening on the Internet, wherever you are around the world listening on the Internet. Thank you very much for doing that. If you're listening across the North America on the radio, thank you for that, too. We appreciate it very much. It's going to be you and me, it looks like. Rich Galen was going to be with us, but he is traveling. And we're trying to connect with him, and he may be here in a minute. We're not sure, but you and I are going to continue to march because I've got some things that I want to say to you. First, I want to talk about the D word. You know what the D word is, right? You've been hearing the word depression lately. You've been hearing it on television. You've been perhaps reading it in the newspaper. You've been hearing it on the radio sometimes. Well, the only way you're going to hear depression on this show, the word depression on this show, in economic terms at least, is to hear me refute the fact that to try to convince you, because I believe that there is not going to be an economic depression. If you look back at what caused the depression, the Great Depression. Now, I'm not going to hold myself out as a scholar on that time, but I have studied a little bit about it. I do know a little bit about what caused it and what allowed it to, you know, there are two elements really in a depression, folks. There are things that cause it to happen, and there are things that allow it to perpetuate. Two different things. And even though I think that we currently have conditions, we currently have the challenges that you know, all by themselves could cause a depression, I don't think they will. And I certainly believe that we have the circumstances, we have the elements, the assets, the technology, the information to prevent whatever we're going into right now from getting too bad and for staying that way for too long. Now here's my evidence. The Great Depression of the 30s happened largely because of the thing that really tipped it over into depression was the Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act, the Smoot-Hawley Act, which created tariffs on goods coming into the United States, which is a protectionist move, which really rippled throughout the global economy, and remember, in those days, ladies and gentlemen, there wasn't the communication. A merchant in Des Moines, Iowa, didn't have the ability to connect with a merchant in Denmark, or a merchant in Dakar, or a merchant in Dubai, or whatever. We didn't have the communications in those days. We didn't have there weren't the global, the world central banking institutions in those days that we have right now. And the ability to communicate. We didn't have the ability to move goods and services and information and financial products, financial elements. We didn't have the ability to move those things around the globe at light speed, like we do now. Instantaneous. Faster than instantaneous. We didn't have that ability in those days. And there are a number of other things that we didn't have in those days that are the reason why, even though we may be about to go into an economic slowdown. I just don't know. I've been resisting this all year long. You know that I have. You know that I've been telling you. I predicted that we would not have a recession in 2008. And I'm still not convinced that we're going to have. I'm just trying not to be, you know, not trying not to be. I'm trying to be positive and hopeful, which I am, and I truly am, without being naive and Pollyannish. And so let's look at the realities. The realities are that we do have some challenges in the economy, but it's not going to be as bad, and it's not going to be as deep as some people think it will. And I want you to think about that. And there are many reasons why I want you, small business owners, to think about this. We need you to think about this. Because let me tell you something, small business owners, you and I, as small business owners, we will lead this economy out of whatever it's in right now. The economy depends upon you and me. 20 till, stay with me. I'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. I hope you'll check those out, use them to your advantage. We built them for you so you'd have the maximum opportunity to be successful, so I hope you'll use them. And there's no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in, hang out with us, use our stuff. Smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Okay, it's just you and me, and I'm talking to you about why I'm convinced that even if we do have some tough times in the future, some tough economic times, I don't know if we're going to go into a recession or not. It really doesn't matter, does it? Because for some people, it already feels like that. Whether there's a technical recession or not, it doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter because, guess what? I'm going to survive it and make it out on the other side. How about you? So really, we don't really have a choice. But I do think so basically, we just disregard the titles of the recession. But when people start talking about depression, that's a whole other thing, because even those of us who didn't live through the depression, some of us, you know, grew up with parents who talked about it, and I heard how bad it was. I learned how bad it was. But here's the thing to remember. When there's a Great Depression, the Great Depression that we had, I remember my dad telling me, he said, son, there was no money. People didn't have any money. Well, guess what? That's not the case anymore. And you know what else is going on right now in the world? In the 30s, I want to come back to one thing I missed a minute ago. I was talking about trade, the Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act. There was free trade was not a big part of the global marketplace. It is today. That's another thing I wanted to point out. There are dozens of trade agreements among nations around the world, including the United States. There is not a protectionist attitude in the world like there was in those days. That was one of the main reasons why that we had the depression and that it stayed so long. That was one thing. The other reason why we had it, and the reason why we're not going to have one now, the other reason that I was going to mention a few seconds ago is the world had, at the end of World War II, there were 20 democracies. Today there are like 140 around the world. That's a lot of democracy. That's a lot of liberty. That's a lot of contracts among business owners and individuals. In the 30s, the concept of a middle class, now this is really important, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm about to tell you, the concept of a middle class was barely being thought of in the United States. It was barely evolving and beginning to take root in the United States when the Great Depression started in the 30s. Now we've got middle class societies all around the world. The middle class in China is larger than the population of the United States. Over 300,000 just in China alone, We have middle class that's emerging in India and of course in Europe, and so there's just too much, there's too much critical mass in the around the globe in terms of wealth, in terms of wealth creation, in terms of opportunities. In the 30s, the opportunity for somebody like you or me to start a business just wasn't there, like it is right now. Even now, people are and will be starting small businesses. And so there's the difference between what were the conditions that created the Great Depression in the 30s and what we have right now. The differences are, as Mark Twain would say, like the difference between lightning and lightning bug. There isn't going to be any depression. Please get that out of your mind. That's not going to happen. And whatever happens, and there's no way for anybody to know. We don't know how this bailout situation, this rescue plan the U.S. government has come up with, we don't know how that's going to turn out. In 6 months from now, that thing could turn out to, it could look like a huge moneymaker for the United States. I mean, literally, folks, I'm telling you, we've got markets, the markets around the globe want to do good. The markets want to be positive. The markets, and I'm talking not just about financial markets, I'm talking about mainstream markets. Because of all the things I just said, the middle class influence, the undergirding of free trade around the world, the communication, the connectivity of central banking organizations, the connectivity of private individuals, private organizations, businesses around the world, financial markets, all the ability to transfer goods and services and labor and financial instruments at light speeds around the world, the ability to do that is not going to allow none of that, all of that, I should say, is going to come together to prevent us from having any kind of a depression in the United States or globally. It's just not going to happen. So quit worrying about that. So now that we've got that off the table, I hope you understand what I'm saying here. Now that we've got any kind of the idea of a depression off the table, if you hear anybody talking about that, disregard them. I'm telling you, disregard that kind of language, that kind of talk. It is not going to happen. So now that we got that off the table, now we can deal with what's really in front of us, which is not very far away from something really positive. 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We're right back. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and now that I've talked us both down off the depression ledge and hopefully gotten you to the point where you understand and believe, as I do, that there's not going to be any kind of a depression. There might be a recession. I just don't know. There's no way to know right now. We'll know a lot more between now and the end of the year. Sometime in the next 60 days probably will tell a lot about what's going to happen, what's going to happen in 2009, for example. My horizon for really kind of going into and getting out of this thing is more like about 12 to 15 months. And I don't want to, folks, I'm not an economist. I'm not an expert. I didn't even stay in the Holiday Inn Express last night. But I've been through, this is not my first rodeo. I've been through a number of down economic challenges all the way back to 69. And I was raised by people who lived through the Great Depression. And I worked with people, and I was trained by people who lived through that time. And what we're going through right now doesn't even approximate that kind of a scenario. We We don't have the remember in those days also we had the advent of communism and fascism. Marxism and fascism were on the rise in those days. We don't have that in these days. And so what are we going to have? What is going to happen? I think if you want to talk negative, if you want to take the worst case scenario, let me put it that way. The worst case scenario is that we do go into a period of negative growth, where the economy is off, and it takes a little while for the credit markets to get their feet under them again. We're going to lose some more banks probably. But you should know which ones those are by now. I mean, it's not like your neighborhood bank is going to go under just because it's a bank. That's not the case. We should know which banks are. You should know which if your bank has exposed itself. I've called my banker. I call my banker and say, hey, how you doing? And he talked to me about some of the fundamentals that they were working on and why they didn't do some of the things that other banks have done. And so I'm not worried about my bank. Are you worried about your bank? If you are, maybe you just need to know about what they've been doing. What have they been investing in? How have they been using the money? Another thing that I want to another reason why I think this whatever we're going into we're going to go into it and come out of it pretty quickly is because even though we've lost some jobs this year and even though we're probably going to lose some more jobs, remember when we started this thing, remember what I told you over the last couple of years? Remember what we've heard from our economists, the people who are real economists, who are guests on our show, like Bill Dunkelberg, Dr. William Dunkelberg, has told us that there may be as many as 2 million jobs going wanting in the United States. I mean, think about that. We've lost, I guess, 750,000 jobs in 2008, I think it is. So we've lost 750,000 jobs. But remember this, there were already 2 million that weren't being filled. Now, can those people who lost their job march right over and take one of those jobs that's vacant? No, not all of them. Some of them can, but all of them can't. So maybe there's going to be some retraining in that. And to the degree that they can't do that, that's going to create some challenges for the economy. But just remember, folks, we have so many positive things that we've created. The technology, the communications, the middle class, the free trade. Guess what else wasn't around in the 1930s, small business owners? You and me, we weren't part of the equation in those days. Don't ever underestimate the power of the largest economy on planet Earth, which is Small Business USA. The largest economy on planet Earth is Small Business USA. You and me, small business owners, the world didn't have you and me. Oh, yes, there were small businesses in those days, but they were shopkeepers. They weren't people driving markets and competing in global markets like you and I do these days. They weren't people with the power, the technology power, and the ability to leverage our business plans, our business models. They didn't have that in those days. We got that now. And that's the reason why I believe two things. Number one, whatever we're in now or whether we're going into is not going to be as deep and as wide and as long as some people think it will be. It will not be a depression. And number two, you and I, small business owners, will lead this world, not just the United States, but the world out of whatever we're in. You and I have to do it. The world is counting on us. So keep up the good work. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back in the next hour.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.